This is Buzz Beattie, and if it's 2:30, it's Real Estate Today on KKXX. Welcome again to Real Estate Today. I am Buzz Beattie with People's Choice Brokers, working under a California BRE salesperson's license. Great to be with you once again. Remember, every day, Monday through Friday at 2:30, it's Real Estate Today. Wednesdays, we can look forward to our mortgage market update brought to us by Michael Humes over at Covenant Mortgage. And some of the other days that I get to host, I enjoy bringing in guests that are hopefully both interesting and can give us some helpful tips about real estate transactions, what to expect. But also, we're trying to broaden the show out and talk about, in fact, we could be renaming the show in the near future from something just focused on real estate, such as our current name, Real Estate Today, to Real Estate in Your Home Today. But we do want to talk about broader related topics. And today I've got a really neat guest, Elizabeth Daniels from Happy Feet Reflexology. I guess, Liz, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Thanks, Buzz. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, it's really good to have you. You're a first timer, getting used to having a mic in front of you. And I'm kind of new at all this too, although I've been doing it a little bit longer, of course, but it's fun to have you here. Liz, you and I met not too long ago over at Butte Business Network at the meetings that we have
every Thursday.
And
Italian Cottage.
Yeah, Italian Cottage. In case anybody wants to drop in, we can just mention it over the air like that. Yeah, we meet about 7:15 on Thursday mornings, and we invite you to come on in and check it out. It's a business networking club, and we also have some fun things we do together throughout the year, but our main purpose over there is to get to know each other's businesses and
get to know each other, and it's a really good group. It's relaxed, but it's, you know, we do like to do business, but we also enjoy each other. So come on in, and we'd love to, you know, sit down, buy you breakfast, and chat you up.
Now, Liz, is your business just Happy Feet, or is it really Happy Feet Reflexology? It's the whole...
Well, it's Happy Feet. I use reflexology points. I'm not a certified reflexologist, but I do use the points. I've studied them. I've worked with people that have used them in their work as reflexologists. So I usually call it more Happy Feet. And it's just...
That's how I know you and your business. And by the way, I know you as Liz, not Elizabeth. I think I said Elizabeth when we first started. Maybe we can get into that in a little bit. But the main reason to have you on today, and again, this is a real estate-related show, so some might be wondering, how does a business called Happy Feet fit in with real estate? But as I mentioned, we're trying to broaden the content and talk about things that relate to living in your home, real estate business. And one of the things that I know real estate agents go through, having experienced it personally, is a lot of stress.
Absolutely.
More or less, anyway, especially a little bit more so for me because I'm a little newer at it. And it's always stressful being new at something, wanting to do a good job. And you specialize in helping people learn techniques that will reduce stress, as well as a whole bunch of other things that we can look forward to talking about. So we're going to see this, I think, fitting into, believe it or not, our show, Real Estate Today. But once again, just want to introduce Liz. I'm speaking with Liz Daniels of Happy Feet. And if you wanted a longer name, it's Happy Feet Reflexology. And Liz, I'm going to turn the show over to you just a little bit and probably ask you a few questions, but maybe you can...
Sure.
Describe how you got into this, and maybe also the difference between Liz and Elizabeth, because sometimes I hear people referring to you as Elizabeth, and you take it away from there.
Well, let's start off on how I got into this. I used to be in the land and the world of real estate mortgages. I had my own business. It was Butte Creek Mortgage, and all my life many years through college and all through my life, I've been very interested in my body and healthcare and what's the best for it and things like that, and gotten into herbs and oils and massage. And specifically, I don't know, I've always been drawn to hands and feet. And so I've been doing that about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. I eased out of the real estate world and now do this full time. And I totally enjoy it. Totally enjoy it. It's fabulous. It's great. And I'm really loving what I'm doing. And part of what I do is I offer people to make time in their day, in their week, in their life to stop and smell the roses. Mm-hmm. You know? Relax.
Well, we definitely have a connection with real estate business with your past anyway. And I didn't realize, or I'd probably never heard the name of your mortgage group, but it was, again,
Butte Creek Mortgage.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had that a number of years being here. I was in Chico since 95, and I didn't know anybody and got immersed in with the chamber and a lot of other groups, really great groups here in town. Expanded that in my years here in town, and just knew that there was needing to be a change in my life, and this is the direction it's taken, and I love it. And I think that's the two hats. When I first came to Chico, it was kind of Liz, but it just really depends on the situation. Sometimes it's Liz, and sometimes I open my mouth and I introduce myself as Elizabeth. I have to those two hats, I guess, that two personalities. I don't know.
What do you consider to be your business name? I would be thinking, Liz, if you were a mortgage broker, for instance, it would be Elizabeth, I would think. My real first name is Barclay. That worked great as a stockbroker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. I wasn't related to the bank, Barclays Bank.
Darn.
But I also thought that one day when I was growing up that I wanted to take a shot at pro golf, and I couldn't imagine being announced at the beginning of a tournament on the first tee, Barclay Beattie.
Yeah, right. And Buzz definitely
So Buzz
fits.
Seemed to fit better in golf, but Barclay fit better in business. But most people have known me as Buzz my whole life. And I think your name does sort of set a tone the way maybe you think of yourself some or others,
I definitely believe that. And my life is there is less stress in my life, which I'm sure would be is what I offer others and what I'm doing, because I'm happier. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
So you understand the stress that I was referring to for someone in the real estate or lending business, and so
absolutely.
You can definitely relate to that and then give us some ideas as we get into the second and third segments of this show of maybe how some real estate agents out there and others in business as well.
And their clients.
Yeah.
They're all going through stress.
Maybe some things we can do, some techniques,
sure.
You know, that you can share with us that'll help us feel better and maybe be even more productive and happier, hopefully.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Well, the music's on telling us we're about the end of this segment, but we're looking forward to being back with you in just a second.
With home mortgage rates still near historic lows, now is a great time to buy or refinance. Michael Humes at Covenant Mortgage in Chico is your one-stop mortgage lender. Michael Humes and his knowledgeable staff are well-versed in a wide variety of loan types, including FHA, Fannie Mae, USDA, HomePath, and HARP. For a free evaluation of your mortgage needs, you can find Michael at 2101 Forest Avenue in Chico, or call him, 530-624-7942. That's 530-624-7942. Listen to Michael's Mortgage Market Update every Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. on Real Estate Today.
Michael Farron Humes, licensed by the Bureau of Real Estate, State of California, license number 01250862, NMLS license 230273, employed by First Party Financial, broker license 654852, NMLS license 3257, equal housing lender.
This is Buzz Beattie, and if it's 2:30, it's Real Estate Today on KKXX. Welcome back to the second segment of Real Estate Today, and I'm with Liz Daniels of Happy Feet. Some might just be tuning in and wonder how this could relate to a real estate show. But first of all, in our first segment, we learned that Liz was involved with the real estate business. She actually owned Butte Mortgage. Butte Creek Mortgage. And so you certainly understand the stress that I mentioned in the first segment that sometimes I go through and
absolutely
can relate to that. And maybe you can start talking about how what you do now can help alleviate that stress.
Well, what I do now, and I do it for my, I have to work on myself as well, is just try to bring into my life the things that calm me down and keep me focused and keep me from being scattered. And one of the things that I found is stress is extremely detrimental to us, and it really gets us off kilter and gets us out of whack. And it's really not that difficult for us to keep that alignment. It just takes consistency, as anybody knows, with anything that they pursue. And so I try to make it reasonable with costs and the fact that, you know, make a time. Or make a time for your client or your favorite escrow person or somebody, because in that line of work, you're all getting bombarded, and it's a lot of stuff, and it's a major thing in everybody's life, purchasing a home or refinancing it. So it is. It is stressful. And I just try to get people to... I found that most people solve their own problems just by sitting in the chair there and relaxing for that 45 minutes.
So that's what one of your sessions would normally be?
It's about 45 minutes with about 15 minutes up front with on salt. They're salt blocks, and they detox us. And then I put you in a little foot bath for about a minute or so, dry you off, and 45 minutes you just kick back. And if you'd like to have me do some time on your hands, I usually ask if you kind of give me a heads up beforehand, and that's your time. Your time to either not talk. You may want to talk. Sessions may change from time to time, from talking to not. And it's just a great thing to be able to offer somebody that de-stressor.
Liz, do you have a website that goes into maybe more information about what you do? Is there also massage involved, like foot massage or anything, or is it mostly just what you just described?
It's a little bit more than that. There's charts there, so if you wanted to look at your feet and kind of work on them, or have your spouse work on them, or a significant other, or work with your kids on some stuff, it's really good for relieving kids when they're not feeling well and other times in their life. And yes, there is a website. It's happyfeetreflexology.net.
Okay, and you mentioned that you are not a reflexologist, but I didn't even know that there was such a thing.
I do believe there is a certification out there per se. It's not or has not been such as what massage therapists go through. Mm-hmm. And so I don't say that I'm a certified reflexologist, but I've learned a lot over the years.
And then how have you learned? Is there courses that you can take?
Courses, little workshops, a one-day workshop. I found about 8 years ago, a wonderful VHS tape back in the day, of a woman who is in Hawaii. I'm trying to remember her name now. And she put a video together and just showed all the reflex points and where they are. And it was fabulous. It's amazing what you can learn on the internet now.
I would think that probably for a real estate office, it might be a good gift to give as an award to maybe a top producer or somebody that's met a certain goal. And so just relating it to real estate that way, or any
business.
Going to
get married, having a baby,
certificate to
anniversary, any of those things. Just, you know, it's another way of showing appreciation when we help and give somebody a gift of de-stressing and relaxing. It's an amazing gift to, you know, like you tell your kids to go out and have a date night and you're going to babysit the kids. I mean, gosh, your kids and your in-law loves you for it, because, you know, we're helping out. We're giving them that gift of, you know, recharging, reconnecting.
Well, we need to let people know how they can get in touch with you. Again, we're talking with Liz Daniels of Happy Feet in Chico. And if someone wanted to contact you, your phone number that I have on a business card here would probably be a good
best number to call. 530- 321 6897.
Okay, once again, that's 530-321-6897. That's for Liz Daniels of Happy Feet.
Happy Feet.
And someone could call you and maybe even do sell gift certificates. Can you come up with something like
that? You could go online. I have it all set up now online for PayPal or Visa to buy gift certificates or to pre-buy your visit to come see me. I also have birthday certificates, $5 off on your visit.
Okay.
And visits are only $35.
And the website is www.happyfeetreflexology.net.
.net.
All right. Well, anything else? We've got about a minute and a half to go in this segment. Your business involves some other aspects of related
stress-related de-stressing.
Yeah.
Yes, and one of those is essential oils, aromatherapy, flower essences as well, but especially essential oils.
And some people laugh at,
yeah, they do. They think, oh, you're crazy.
And I'd probably have been one of the ones that have laughed. But at one of our meetings a couple months ago, I remember at our Butte Business Network meeting, you passed around some fragrances.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I forget which one, but I need to remember because I felt pretty, it was the one that built up like confidence. Or maybe it was encouragement. I forget. And anyway.
It resonated with you.
Yeah. And it was, and I think there are certain smells that, and fragrances that are sort of a pick me up too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cut grass. I mean, for mm-hmm. me, there's a memory that always comes to me when I smell cut grass.
Yeah. Now, this is going to sound maybe less silly, if I can put it, especially if there's some golfers listening, because I grew up playing golf, as I mentioned earlier, thinking, you know, I had great aspirations at one point. But I still remember the smell of the golf course when my dad first took me out. I was probably only 3 years old. They had old-fashioned tractor mowers, and
absolutely.
I don't know, the grass just had a special smell, and every once in a while I'll get a whiff of that,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of those, it's like a comfort food. There's comfort smells also.
Absolutely.
And it makes you feel good.
Absolutely.
Brings good memories back to you and all. Well, here's the music again for the end of our second segment. We have one more session left with Liz Daniels of Happy Feet, but it's fun having you on the show. It's a little change of pace, and we're looking forward to being back with her after this message. This is Buzz Beatty. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Real Estate Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203. This is Buzz Beatty, and if it's 2:30, it's Real Estate Today on KKXX. Welcome back to the final segment of Real Estate Today, and as I've been mentioning, we're trying to broaden the content of this show for some time now. We've had some real estate related business guests on, such as one of my favorites, Gordon of Gold Bond Plumbing, who talks about a lot of other real estate topics besides just plumbing. He's even taken us through a session on how to, actually several sessions on how to build your own home. And we have building inspectors trying to get some interior decorating people in. But it's fun today to have Liz Daniels, who's a part of my business networking group that meets every Thursday morning at about 7:15 over at the Italian Cottage on the Esplanade. Liz Daniels has a business called Happy Feet, and she is a happy person. She's fun to be around. She's positive, and I was feeling she could add a little insight into how to relieve stress and give us a way to maybe organize our day in a positive way. And it can relate to the real estate business or whatever business you're in, especially if you're dealing with stress. She's got some good solutions. And we were talking about aromatherapy, which I have to admit, I laughed at a little bit when I first heard about it, but I also learned very quickly that a lot of people really thought it was valid. And then I started looking into it just a little bit and started realizing that there was aromas that meant a lot to me, such as we were talking about cut grass on the golf course, the smell there. And I love desserts, for instance, so certain food smells are good for me. And Liz passed around this one fragrance, and I forget if it was something that helped you have more confidence.
Was it Valor, maybe? Or
could be. It was not sure. You're going to have to do that again.
Absolutely.
But I definitely related to it. And there's foods, you know, that are considered comfort foods. And I think there's definitely smells, too. I can remember some type of strange medicine. Maybe it was some type of liquid vitamins that my mom used to give me. I remember it was called Abdec drops. In fact, if anybody ever took Abdec drops when you were a kid, I would like to hear from you, because I have no idea what that was. So that would be really interesting to me, and maybe give some listeners that have never phoned in a reason to call into the station. And if you'd like to call in, give me some feedback, 894-7325, and I'd be interested to know what in the heck that was
I
took.
I would, too.
But it was a neat smell to it.
Wow. And well, that's good. Sometimes they're not so neat.
Yeah, well, this was some people might not have thought it was pleasant, but it certainly reminded me of growing up, and I had a lot of pleasant memories, and for some reason that one stuck with me in a positive way. But Liz, maybe you have a few more fragrances or information about aromatherapy that you can share before we kind of get into the last portion of this session together.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as we've just been talking, you know, there are certain things out there, like grass and foods and other things that evoke emotions from us because of the smell. And that's exactly what essential oils do. And they have been having studies, and it's gone back for thousands of years of using oils, and many studies later that, you know, they really do work. Lemongrass is not just great because of the lemon and helping with sore throats and things like that, but it's great for torn muscles, torn tendons. There is rosemary and orange, and orange is like a pick-me-up kind of essence, as is peppermint. Peppermint's very good for being on your body in a rub after you've worked out really hard, but it's also a pick-me-up. Instead of getting coffee at 11 o'clock at night, you know, and you're on the road driving, just put a lot of peppermint oil on a cotton ball and just sniff it, you know. Somebody might think you're crazy as they're driving by, but it certainly beats being wired on caffeine. And so,
are there alternatives to caffeine that maybe help you stay awake more when you're driving?
Sure. Peppermint's one. You can even put it in water, drops in your water. You don't need a lot. You maybe need one drop.
Yeah, now that's a good idea, because we were also talking before the show started. I'm trying to get off sugar, and I used to think that it was really healthy to drink fruit drinks. You know, you buy them at the store, and
they're all
cran
sugar.
Grape and all, and I love the taste of them. But when you look at how much sugar is in there on the bottle.
Absolutely.
And so what I've started doing is just taking a few drops of lemonade or something and put it into a tall glass of ice water, and you still get the taste, the refreshing taste, but you eliminate
all
the sugar. So
exactly.
What you're talking about probably is even super concentrated and would
lasts longer. You can use your water that you have, whether you use filtered water or whatever, have a drop of citrus, peppermint, spearmint, wintergreen, and all you need is one drop.
Yeah,
maybe.
So you're not spending like
$2.50
to $5 per jug of juice.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, the peppermint on most of the oils that I use is pretty potent. You do not need that many. Otherwise, you'll be coughing. it's tender.
Well, Liz, maybe we can have you back again.
Absolutely.
Talk more about this. We've got about a minute and a half to go. Is there anything more that you would like to share that could help connect people with your business? How much do you charge, for instance? Is that fair to ask?
Sure. I try to make it extremely reasonable, no matter who's coming to me, because we all need it. It's $35. It involves at least 45 minutes or so of foot massage and or hand and a little detoxing and a little foot bath.
So maybe a couple could do this together?
Sure. They may not be. They may one may have to wait for the other since it's only me doing it. But you know, sure, they can give that gift to each other. It'd be great.
Well, as I also thought, it might be a good idea for a business to give out as thank you gifts for
thank
a job
yous.
Well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, gift certificates and all. Again, we're talking with Liz Daniels of Happy Feet and Chico. Liz is a member of Butte Business Network, which I'm also a part of. And
Yahoo.
Just one quick final plug: we meet every Thursday morning at about 7:15 at the Italian Cottage on the Esplanade near Cohasset. So
absolutely.
There's two Italian cottages, and it's one on the Esplanade. Liz, it's been fun having you on the show.
Thanks, Buzz.
We've really got maybe 30 seconds to go before the music starts. Do you have any parting messages to people to help them enjoy maybe the rest of the day or start a day off right?
Well, I have like a little tagline, which is happy feet is a healthy body is a blissful soul. And if we're not feeling happy, we're not doing what we love to do in very well. So, you know, find the happy in your life.
Liz, thanks again for being here. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today on KKXX Life Radio, taking a little break from our more hardcore real estate-related topics, but hope this has been fun and enjoyable to you. If you'd like to get in touch with Liz Daniels, you can reach her at 530-321-6897. That's 321-6897. That's Liz Daniels of Happy Feet, and you can also access her website at happyfeetreflexology.net. Great being with you. Look forward to being with
Thanks,
you
guys.
Next time.
With home mortgage rates still near historic lows, now is a great time to buy or refinance. Michael Humes at Covenant Mortgage in Chico is your one-stop mortgage lender. Michael Humes and his knowledgeable staff are well-versed in a wide variety of loan types, including FHA, Fannie Mae, USDA, HomePath, and HARP. For a free evaluation of your mortgage needs, you can find Michael at 2101 Forest Avenue in Chico or call him 530-624-7942. That's 530-624-7942. Listen to Michael's Mortgage Market Update every Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. on Real Estate Today.
Michael Farron Humes, licensed by the Bureau of Real Estate, State of California, license number 01250862, NMLS license 230273, employed by First Party Financial, broker license 654852, NMLS license 3257, equal housing lender.